Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This perfect storm, the debate is over around climate change. Just come to the state of California. Observe it with your own eyes. It's not an intellectual debate. It's not even debatable.
The debate is over around climate change.
California's rogue governor says the fires are due to climate change. But anyone with a modicum of awareness knows that this is an outrageous lie. We know exactly what causes the California wildfire. It is the result of two factors, dry seasons and people. Official state records have only been kept since the 1950s, and 2020 has been the most destructive season on record. But this isn't a new phenomenon, and the fires of the past were more destructive than the modern era. Through studies of tree rings and other natural evidence, researchers have documented multiple droughts in California during the past 1,000 years, including one that began in the year 850, which lasted 2.5 centuries. Before European settlers arrived in California, indigenous peoples used controlled burns to manage the dry season and to increase and improve their harvest. It is estimated they would burn 4.4 million acres of forest each year, and that is twice as much as 2020. Studies have shown that 97% of all forest fires are caused by humans. Smoking, campfires, and other accidents have always been a problem. Experts blame the recent wildfires on fire suppression and an overabundance of wood fuel. One of the reasons why the indigenous people burned so much forest was to keep this under control. Aside from human accidents, there is also arson, and we have seen plenty of arson in 2020. It's been sort of the theme.
If this country doesn't give us what we want, then we will burn down this system and replace it.
Several people have been arrested for starting fires along the entire West Coast. Homeowners are catching arsonists on their property. There are reports of people throwing Molotov cocktails out of moving vehicles on the freeway.
Police vehicle 213 northbound 205. It's a dark Subaru with Texas plates throwing Molotov cocktails.
And there are videos of arsonists setting people's homes on fire. We know for certain that at least one of the arrested arsonists is directly involved with the BLM Antifa movement. And the rest certainly seem to fit the bill. Local news is reporting on it.
A man has been arrested, accused of starting this fire.
One of two men accused of intentionally setting fire to fields along freeways.
But the FBI and the mainstream media are in full denial. A Clackamas County Sheriff's deputy was placed on administrative leave after warning locals about coordinated arson attacks.
What I'm worried about is that there's people stashing stuff, right?
Right.
It means that they're going to go in preparation.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I don't want to sound like some doomsdayer,
right,
but it's getting serious.
And the Democrat Party is telling you it is all climate change.
Mother Earth is angry. She's telling us, whether she's telling us with hurricanes on the Gulf Coast or fires in the West, whatever it is, that the climate crisis is real and has an impact.
And telling you that the fires will soon come to your town if you don't vote for climate change.
What we're experiencing right here is coming to a community all across the United States of America unless we get our act together on climate change.
Which is a pretty nasty threat, considering how many cities across America have burned by the hands of radical leftists over the summer. The 2006 film Apocalypto beautifully illustrated how the ancient Mayans' advanced knowledge of astronomy could have been used to frighten the superstitious masses into offering their own to be sacrificed on the altar of false idols, who had the power to blacken out the sun. And there is nothing new under the sun. People today will throw away their children's birthright because of ignorance, faith in false idols, and their blatant lies. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Reports on InfoWars, share it.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Roger Stone is out in Reno, Nevada, covering the Trump event there, doing a bunch of speaking engagements and private events. And we really appreciate him ducking out into a little studio area to talk to us for just 30 minutes or so, and then he's got to go. Is it true that Roger Stone, again, this is Alex Jones Show, you just tuned in, second hour Sunday broadcast. Is it true that Roger Stone called for martial law to be declared if Trump loses the election? No. Roger was on with me, I guess, Wednesday, and we went over the headlines that were in Reuters, AP, everywhere. General Mattis, according to Bob Woodward's book, wanted a coup and tried to plot a coup, but he couldn't get people to go along with him, even though he had John McCain and other Democrats. John McCain's really a Democrat, with him. Now, we don't just believe what Bob Woodward says. A lot of it's BS. We went and looked it up. There was a coup back at that time. Roger Stone covered it then. So by their alchemy, they turned it into Roger Stone calls for that. Here's the headlines. James Mattis is caught suggesting military coup against Trump. Paul Greg Roberts, former head of the Treasury, came out and said the U.S. and its Constitution have 2 months left for trying to have a coup against Trump. But here's Forbes. Roger Stone calls on Trump to seize total power and assert martial law, but could he? Roger Stone tells Trump to bring in martial law if he loses the election. London Independent. Business Insider's got a long headline talking about all of Roger's plans for total power and the seizure of total control. Meanwhile, real former JAG officers and generals warn that the Democrats have been canvassing with other Republican rhinos and neocons for just that. And everyone's heard Joe Biden say the military is going to remove him. And Bill Clinton said 2 weeks ago the military needs to remove him. And Hillary and Eric Holder, and they're all saying it. And Roger comes on and says Trump has a constitutional right, and so do we, to say no to this. He talks about that, and they got really scared and misrepresented what you said, Rogers. They now admit contesting the election, as you said months ago on the show, and doing all of this and having civil unrest is their plan because they know Trump is surging in the polls. Roger Stone, thanks for joining us.
Alex, I thought it was very important to get on with you today because I've really, actually, in 40 years in American politics, I've never quite seen anything like this. You see, the unhinged left is very upset because I have exposed what they have planned, although it wasn't very hard because they talk about it openly, and my public comments can be construed as advising the president to legally use his powers to thwart what they have coming. I never said in any context the president should seize power through martial law if he loses the election. What I said was, if there is overwhelming evidence of fraud, the president absolutely has the right to use every legal tool, including invoking the Insurrection Act, martial law if necessary, since there is violence in our streets and it is directly traceable to the Biden-Harris globalist forces. This is one of the most outrageous smears. I understand it because, you see, I'm the boogeyman. Oh, Roger Stone, he's a dirty trickster. Based on my 40 years in American politics, based on my experience in 10 presidential campaigns, I'm trying to tell anyone who will listen what needs to happen in the event that we have an audacious, blatant, outrageous steal of this election. And it is not just the mail ballots, the mail-in ballots, where the stealing will take place. In fact, there's been too much focus on that and not enough focus on the old-fashioned methods of vote stealing as practiced in places like, oh, I don't know, Chicago, Illinois, Palm Beach County, Florida, Broward County, Florida. It is absolutely clear that the Democrats are going to vote dead people, as they're doing right here in Clark County, Nevada. They're going to vote people multiple times.
I was about to say, a bunch of state attorney generals have already found the Democrats voting twice, just as Trump warned they would.
But this is an attempt, again, at inoculation. They intend to steal this, and they're trying to signal Trump that he better not dare challenge their illegal actions. And therefore, I was actually trending on Twitter yesterday. That's a social media platform where I've been banned for over 3 years. But I want to be very clear, because I went back and I listened to our interview. I never said the president should seize power if he's, not elected. In fact, the president himself has said in a White House news conference, well, of course, if I lost an honest and fair election, I would step down. There's no question about that. But that's not what they are talking about. So this has to be corrected. The Guardian, CNN, The Daily Beast, all the usual suspects, all of the corporately owned fake news fountains, the people that constantly spew falsehoods about InfoWars, about you, about me. The reason they hate InfoWars and us so much is because we're letting people know what is really about to happen. We're exposing their plans.
I was about to say, they always project. They're the ones saying use the military. They're the ones saying they're going to lose and they're going to contest it and use that for civil unrest. They're the ones saying they want a coup. And then we're like, how do we respond to this criminal activity? And then you went to the Constitution and what the president should do.
Well, not only that, but yes, I did say federal agents, in this case federal marshals, can impound ballots in states where there are disputes to ensure that there are no tampering with those ballots. That's called the law. That's how it works. So this hysteria is because we have tipped the American people and perhaps the people around the president into what is about to happen. You notice in this interview that he gave with Judge Jeanine Pirro, someone I like very much, when she asked him about the potential for election fraud and stealing the 2020 election, the president said, we'll shut it down in a second. Well, I think that's optimistic. The president's not a lawyer, but it's more insidious than that. It's going to be multi-state. It's going to be multi-jurisdictional. It'll be in some courts, not in other courts. Meanwhile, how do we know that the BLM Antifa forces do not intend to intimidate voters from going to the polling places? I think that is exactly...
Oh, by the way, the group Soros has set up to manage all this, the election transition team, as they call it, publicly run by him, says, we're going to shut down all the cities, we're going to shut down the polling places. They're actually saying they're going to be there protecting them and then shutting them down and taking control and absolutely trying to lock down the country.
Here's a message for Attorney General Barr. Voter imitation intimidation is a federal crime. They have just announced that they plan to do it. Sir, do your job. Please, do your job. When they say that we intimidate voters, it is baseless. We've never intimidated voters. In fact, I happen to think the bigger the turnout, the better it is for Donald Trump and the Republicans. But you're right. It's absolute projection. Their criminal plans have been laid bare. They don't want any opposition. And when we go out there and we sound the clarion call to people so people know what is about to happen, they smear us. It's outrageous.
Roger, when we come back, so talking about outrageous, I keep hearing that Durham's going to do something and they've indicted one FBI lawyer that falsified documents. about the president, about you, about others, with Russiagate garbage. Durham, I mean, we have 30-plus phones by the whole Mueller investigation being wiped, just like Hillary wiping the servers and bleach-bitting it. That the arrogance, the hubris of these people is just absolutely unparalleled because they think they're never going to get in trouble, which invites the next big scam. We'll come back to Roger Stone on the other side. He's out in Reno, Nevada. The president's giving his speech. There's so much more to get into here today. Roger Stone, of course, has a lot of great websites. Roger, what's the best website for people to visit?
These days, I think people should go to stonecoldtruth.com, where I am resuming broadcasting and reporting on American politics. Stonecoldtruth.com.
And just for listeners and viewers out there, we're burning the candle at both ends. We're up here 7 days a week. Owen Schroyer does a two-hour Sunday show now called Sunday Live, 2 hours right after this, only 6 minutes of ads. We're doing that right through the election. The crew's working around the clock. So am I. We're doing the best job we can. This is the time to be involved and just spread the word about this live show. Take the live feed right now and email it, text message it, Twitter it, Facebook it, YouTube it, word of mouth it, and tell folks about the local station you're listening to. That isn't just important. It's everything. You are everything, Paul Revere. Tell folks about the show now. I know you are.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
With a MECTEC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTEC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTEC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diet and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hosea works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Promises to put down left-wing protest. Says U.S. Marshals killing Portland suspect was retribution. All of it out of context. All of it disinfo. It's the Democrats and the deep state and their Chinese communist backers. With Pelosi and Biden admitting they work for communist China against America in open treason. Saying that they're going to have the military remove Trump. And that if they lose, they're going to contest it and plunge the country into civil war. And John Podesta 2 months ago in the New York Times, in their wargaming, the highest levels of the Democratic Party said we'll have liberal states secede, plunging us into the second American Civil War, in Rob Reiner's own words. But then they turn it around and say, Roger Stone, he's the one doing it. But they quote a word here, quote a word there. Yes, he used the word martial law because they brought us into a form of martial law where they're attacking police. Well, what do you make of the Democrats celebrating two cops shot in L.A. for no reason and then Black Lives Matter coming to the hospital and chanting and cheering and saying, we hope you die? And people say, well, this will never work. Well, it will work if people are intimidated. I mean, the police are already intimidated. Do anything about leftist demonstrators. Where do you see all this going, Roger?
Well, first of all, I think the Department of Justice needs to lay out in a formal fashion the absolute indisputable ties between these left-wing violent groups in our streets and the Biden-Harris campaign and the central management of this socialist revolution in our streets. Because the Democrats are trying to act like, oh, that's not us, but it is them. I think it is a vast overplaying of their hand. And what I mean by that is I believe that they are galvanizing the silent majority. They are intensifying the desire of Trump voters to vote and to go out and find others to do so. I detect among people I just speak to anecdotally that there's growing support for the president. I believe he is gaining in this election. I believe people are reticent to tell that to a pollster they don't know or some person on the phone claiming to be a pollster that they don't know because they don't want to be harassed. I think particularly in the states like Wisconsin, in Michigan, where they have really raped and pillaged those communities, it is hurting them in the blue-collar, Catholic, union, normally Democratic suburbs. So I think in an odd way, this is playing to the advantage of the president.
I agree with you. I see it as part of the larger ongoing global realignment against the satanic left. But they're counterstriking. Why do you think Soros and the left did this card? Because it worked in Ukraine, worked in the Arab Spring, worked in other areas. Why do they keep running the same communist playbook?
Because it is born of frustration. You see, the Russian collusion hoax was so perfect. They had the full force and the authority of the United States Justice Department. They actually had authority vested in Robert Mueller to investigate anybody and anything he wanted, and he did. When Rod Rosenstein, the acting attorney general, 2 weeks ago said, oh, I actually told Mueller not to investigate Trump's ties to Russia, and he never really did, that's a lie. He signed three scope memos that gave Mueller the broadest possible authority, and I can assure you they went all over me like a practiced logical examination, and they were looking for Russians or Russian connections, and they couldn't find any. This is not the first time Rosenstein has lied, but usually he lies under oath before Congress. I just asked the rhetorical question. When will he be charged, Mr. Barr? When will he be charged?
Well, that was my next question. What about the 30-plus missing phones of the entire Russia hoax group, the Russiagate coup d'etat group, handing their phones back classically wiped, some of them smashed?
Destruction of evidence in a federal investigation is a felony with a 20-year penalty, Mr. Barr. I honestly, this is getting to the point of absurdity. By the way, Alex, this is not the first time that Mueller's dirty cops have destroyed evidence that would be useful. And then yesterday, you see, they're very clever. As soon as the story regarding Mueller's dirty cops, including Andrew Weissman, destroying the memories of the cell phones hit the mainstream media, although I didn't see an NBC or CBS or ABC story on it. How about that? They immediately changed the narrative by leaking a story that one of John Durham's associate prosecutors has resigned, reportedly to protest political pressure to speed up their investigation. Reportedly. No one has any confirmation of that. The woman prosecutor has denied that, or pardon me, she declines to confirm that. It's not in her resignation letter, but the purpose here was to get the story about Mueller's destruction of evidence, illegal, off the front page.
Well, obviously, here's my problem. It affects you. It's important. But if they're never going to do anything, it almost becomes, like Tucker Carlson has said, a distraction to keep saying 2 more weeks, when is Durham going to do something? And then just more of their corruption keeps coming out. So it becomes a form of them just rubbing it into us that they've done all this. You know, behind the scenes, what they've been doing to me. And I mean, I'm not a wimp. I can handle it. But my God, these people are raving criminals.
Well, and the fact that we are this close to the election gives the Democrats, sadly, a legitimate argument. I mean, traditionally, the Justice Department does not bring criminal indictments in a political matter.
Sure, but tradition's out the window. They're talking about martial law and killing Trump and overthrowing him in the military. I mean, doesn't the Justice Department and Trump get they're not in Kansas anymore? That there is an internal criminal group allied with communist China openly trying to overthrow the country and cause a damn civil war?
No, when we say things like that, they think we are, quote unquote, conspiracy theorists, when in fact they are the ones who are conspiracy theorists. They continue to say, Jake Tapper, this guy's a real piece of work. He had a special on CNN the other night on Russian collusion. This was one of the great golden oldie shows of all time. Hey, Jake, there's no evidence whatsoever.
Oh, I know. They brought it all back. It's in the news that I'm a Russian again. I had a guy on the Greenbelt call me a Russian 2 days ago.
Paul Manafort was prosecuted for crimes that had nothing to do with Donald Trump, the 2016 election, or the Russians. General Flynn is innocent. It's indisputable. Roger Stone, I have no connection to the Russians. That was not among the bogus Trump.
And by the way, Roger, talk about electioneering. Look at how that judge unprecedentedly won't let Flynn out of his conviction, even though they told him to reverse it because it's a fraud. The judge just sits there for political reasons. Let's come back and talk about what Trump needs to do in the election, his big, incredible Nobel Peace Prize nominations, and how he really deserves it, and how Biden, I don't know if you saw this, had to admit, well, he accidentally got all these peace deals. We'll talk about that on the other side with Roger Stone. I'm Alex Jones with NewsWars.com. And InfoWars.com, and the globalists work around the clock to suppress those and censor those because it's like penicillin for a country that's got a serious bacterial infection. And you're the white blood cells. You carry the information. You carry the cure to it. So everyone on local stations you're listening to, tell somebody at a store at a red light right now how you're listening. Call your wife, your husband, tell them to tune in. Tell your son, your daughter. Send out emails, send out text messages. Get excited. Say, the forbidden show, what you're not supposed to hear, what they want to put people in prison for, is happening right now. Be the Paul Revere's. If you want to defeat them, you have to do it. This is not like regular elections. They get back in, folks. Hell on earth. We'll talk about it. As of 54 days out, the globalist child molesting devil worshippers know they're in trouble and they know Trump's going to win in the landslides. They're saying they're going to contest the election and plunge the country into civil war. And they are throwing hack attacks at InfoWars, dirty tricks, attempts to shut us down. It's incredible. That's why now more than ever, your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com is critical. It's what keeps us in the game. We've only got a few months
a backup. If money wasn't coming in, we'd be shut down, and that's not good. We need to have extra money in our coffers to be able to expand in this home stretch, not just contract. We're winning, but these scumbags aren't going to give us the victory without a fight. So I know you're going to step up, and at InfoWarsStore.com, we've got free shipping on a bunch of our best-selling items, a bunch of new items that came back in stock. We've got privacy pockets so your phones don't track you, great supplements, books, films, t-shirts, and so much more. Get prepared and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. God bless you all.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Waging war on corruption. It's Roger Stone and Alex Jones, 50 days out where we were 4 years ago. Incredible times. The West and East Coast are collapsing. Everyone's fleeing the leftists. But they are going to engage in massive election fraud, double voting, dead people voting, mail-in ballot scams, you name it. Roger and I, during that little 3-minute break, had a big discussion. Roger, Trump's got a lot of people still in his orbit that are non-confrontationalist. What was the word you used? I think wimps, his name, pussycats. And look, we don't want to be in that orbit. We're trying to save the country. What is your advice to the president? You were telling me during the break, you actually think he's a little bit behind right now, but gaining. You think the Democrats are going to win right now via fraud or what?
Well, if this election were held today, I do think they would win, although mostly through fraud. I do think the president is slightly behind, but the momentum is with him. He is gaining. That's largely because he's back out on the stump. and because they have badly overplayed their hand with this violence in a number of American cities. But Alex, you made a point that I have to come back to. What's going on in the Flynn case is one of the most outrageous things I have ever seen. Judge Sullivan, Emmett Sullivan, does not have the legal authority to appoint a special counsel, does not have the legal authority to decide whether General Flynn should be now be charged with different crimes because he folded to extraordinary.
This is unprecedented. It's an overthrow of the Constitution on its face.
And earlier in the trial, you may remember that Sullivan excoriated Flynn from the bench, called him a traitor, saying that he had worked for the Turkish government while in the employ of the United States government as national security advisor, which is not true. So he has demonstrated his bias against a genuine American war hero, a man who saved lives on the battlefield. Yet the appeals court in D.C. says that Sullivan's done nothing to show his bias. This man is a disgrace to the federal bench. He's not the only one in the D.C. circuit. But if Republicans win the House, there must be impeachment proceedings against a number of these judicial tyrants who think that they are not bound by the law or the Constitution. They're only guided
by... Obviously, there's a power grab by Democrats, period. They know they're losing. There's a political realignment. So they're trying to bring in an authoritarianism, a censorship, and a judicial tyranny to enforce their power to then extinct the Republican Party. And the only question is, do Trump, Mitch McConnell, and all these Rand Paul get the existential crisis we're in? Do they not get it?
Some do, some don't. Let me say this. If you go to MAGAPetitions.org, there's a great petition there to sign for a pardon for General Flynn to end what they're doing to him. I've been through this personally. I know how excruciating it is. I know how difficult it is on a person's family. So go to MAGAPetitions.org and just sign the petition. It's free. But we want to get 1 million people to tell the president it's time to end this circus and pardon this great American hero.
Absolutely. And, you know, what about Assange? I mean, this is the guy that Trump said, yeah, WikiLeaks has it, release it. You know, you've got Snowden has been exonerated. I mean, and Trump needs to do this. He needs to put you up on the stage front and center at rallies. He needs to pardon Snowden. He needs to pardon Assange. That's what America wants to see. Let's move on to the good news. How does Biden spin this to say Trump accidentally gets an Israeli Bahrain, Israeli UAE, Serbia Kosovo deal, stops the big crisis with North Korea? I mean, this is real beyond Nobel Prize stuff, and the media just tries to ignore it.
No, it's actual statecraft. This is where I give the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, well-deserved credit. He's worked very hard on a viable peace deal. He deserves credit for that. There is no other American president who could have done this because the Israelis trust Donald Trump and the Saudis trust Donald Trump, and therefore he is able to bring everyone together. You notice the story about him being nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize appeared almost nowhere. It appeared in conservative media. Didn't see it on NBC. Isn't that strange? Yet, if you go back and look at the coverage, when Obama was nominated for such a prize, on the basis of what I can't figure out, it was front page news everywhere in America. It was an extraordinary historical happening. It's really quite incredible.
Well, pulling back from this, Obama wasn't in office yet when he was given the Peace Prize. And then he launched a bunch of wars and expanded the Arab Spring and a bunch of horror. But the mere fact that Trump goes out and does this, and not only did the two nominations for the Nobel Peace Prize get ignored, but the peace deals pretty much get ignored. But then when Biden does respond again, I want your response to this, he says, oh, he did it by accident. So he's incompetent. He beat the whole political system, never running for office, and is a maverick. And now he keeps and he turned the economy around when Krugman said would never hit 3%, no magic wand, went to 3.8. And now he gets all these peace deals. Wow, so this horrible, incompetent idiot has just defeated all these people. That means they are lower than whale crap.
Well, it is just very typical of the elitism of Joe Biden. Look, before he was slipping mentally, he was a loudmouth, blowhard braggart, wrong about virtually every foreign policy issue during his time in the Senate, took credit for things he had nothing whatsoever to do with. For example, I marched with Dr. King. Hey, Joe, no, you didn't. That's BS. Very typical. But now that he is slipping mentally, and I think that's a fair thing to say, he has not lost that elitism. See, they look down on Donald Trump just like they look down on the people who voted for him. They're smarter than we are, the elites. We have no business even having an opinion about how the country should be governed. And we both understand that Donald Trump is an interruption in the war continuum. In other words, it didn't matter whether our presidents were Republicans or Democrats. It was immaterial. Bush, Clinton, Bush, Obama. Endless foreign war where our inherent national interests were never clear. It was not.
There's always a prop up globalism. Let me raise this, because get into Donald Trump's character. The fact that when he straight shoots on a business deal, they always call him a liar. They know he actually does what he says he'll do. Talk about Trump's psychology and what he really wants. They say it's just green money. I don't believe that. I understand that Trump has a larger destiny, a larger view. But these foreign leaders know that when Trump tells them something, that's what he really thinks. Everybody knows that about Trump. Isn't that refreshing? Isn't that what people want?
Well, and to the extent that the president thinks about his legacy, and I'm sure he does, what greater legacy could you have than peacemaker? Donald Trump ran for president as an anti-war candidate. It was the most important plank in his platform. The American people were tired of spending billions and losing the lives of men and women in these endless foreign wars that were used by the Bushes not to fight for democracy, but to fight for either oil or for political advantage. And the people were fed up with it. And at every step during his administration, which the president has tried to keep his promise to withdraw our troops.
Shouldn't the left be bending over backwards to support Trump? They're now the war party. I see national polls that Democrats want more war now.
Yeah, there's no question. Everything is backwards. The Democrats were once big on civil liberties. Now they love the FBI spying on everybody. The Democrats used to be against war. Now they think foreign war is the greatest thing since sliced bread. Used to be against censorship. Now, Alex Jones, we've got to censor him. We can't let him speak because we can't defeat his ideas. We can't even compete with his ideas. So we've got to shut him up. They're fascists. That's really what it comes down to. None worse than Twitter and Facebook. These people are hypocrites. But we're winning anyway. There's the irony of it, because you cannot stop the power of an idea. And because Donald Trump, thank God, has the bully pulpit, and they can't silence him. And he speaks from the heart, and he understands where the people are. The people are tired of these riots in our cities. They're tired of the violence. They're tired of the lies. They're tired of the foreign wars. They really are fed up. I think the silent majority is gaining in strength.
No, I agree. Roger Stone's on fire. I was going to let him go now, but he's got some time. We're going to do one more segment, and then this show ends, and Owen Schroeder takes over with Sunday Live. Only 6 minutes of ads. You're going to take a lot of calls, special guests. I'm going to ask Roger then, because I know these messages are getting to Trump. And by the way, I said he's in Reno. They're in Las Vegas tonight. Excuse me. Teleprompter free, folks. So I never lied to you consciously. I do make mistakes. He's in Las Vegas. Roger Stone, straight ahead. Stay with us.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
You've always had a pledge from me, and it's that I'll come to you with the truth, at least as good as my
human temporal truth can get, because the Bible says we all see through a rose-colored, darkly kind of a foggy lens that distorts what we actually can perceive, so that everything we do is actually a fallen sin. Everything we do is actually a twisted distortion of God's will. So when I tell you, I'm telling you the truth. It's the best truth this fallen creature's got. But I'll tell you, it's all I got. And when I tell you that this country and the world is under major satanic threat, you don't need me to tell you that. You can look out the window. You can look into your own family. You can turn on the news. You can see it. But you've got this commitment. I do recognize the truth of God, but so do you. We're going to win this fight, but it's going to be hard. And I want to keep InfoWars in the main position to fight, and it only happens when you support, which you've been doing. So, again, I thank you. But go to InfoWarsStore.com, buy the product, spread the word, because that's how we're going to win. Again, I thank you all.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Roger Stone is live from Las Vegas, Nevada, while Trump's giving a speech. Doing a lot of intel there, a lot of research, a lot of meetings coming up tonight. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Coming up, Owen Schroyer and Sunday Live for 2 hours on the local radio stations to pick us up. And, of course, at InfoWars.com/show. Roger, I've never had cancer, thank God. But I've watched family die of it. And I see the battle against it. And I would describe globalism, the New World Order, just the pedophiles, the left, as cancer. It doesn't have a consciousness. It just wants to kill. And I see America fighting cancer because you say, oh, the Democrats are desperate. That's why they're cheering for dead cops and shot cops. And that's why they want the country to fall and chanting death to America. That's not far left. That's the mainline Democrats now. I'm around them. I see them. They're mentally ill. And I see a huge awakening of Hispanic Americans, Black Americans, Catholic, blue-collar workers, as you said, and in the Rust Belt, purple states. So then we should be winning by a giant landslide despite fraud. So you're saying, hey, the globalists are desperate. I agree. But then you look at the numbers. We're neck and neck here, and I've never had so much concern. The suspense, you can cut it with a damn knife. I mean, I am in just absolute berserker mode right now. I feel desperate. I feel like I should be doing more. I feel like I should be working 24 hours a day, but then I get exhausted, and then I see the same panic in the enemy. This is not a normal election. This is existential good versus evil crisis. Do you agree with that?
I absolutely do. I think there are three factors that are reflected in these polls. First and foremost, of course, is the intimidation factor, the fact that because of the activities of an unhinged, corporately owned fake news media, people are afraid to declare their support for the president.
Yeah, there's that bullying overhang that you'll get shot or killed or screamed at. People watch BLM go into restaurants and attack families. We go, that'll turn them. No, that's intimidation. They think we're wimps. They think America, that's it. I don't think America will buy this type of intimidation. I expect us all to come together and throw these bullies off of us.
And then secondarily is the censorship of conservatives, Republicans, Christians, libertarians, Trump supporters, in fact, anybody who isn't a liberal on these social media platforms, which is impacting voter perception. And then lastly, of course, is the constant barrage of disinformation, just lies. Let's take the Atlantic Magazine article, for example. First of all, the author of this article, Jeff Goldberg, has a long and colorful history of being completely dishonest and fabricating his reports.
He's known as the King Daddy of the Iraq War that killed millions.
Secondarily, having read the Atlantic Magazine coverage of my own trial, it was rife with inaccuracies, outright lies, and when they reproduced actual screenshots of certain text messages, they edited them. So they weren't even authentic. They edited them to fit the false narrative of their story.
Oh, it's absolutely outrageous. So what happens when the Democrats lose? And I believe they're going to lose because of our prayer and action. What do they do next? Because I used to ask Gavin McInnes what peak craziness is, Roger. I don't think there is any peak craziness. I just think they get crazier and crazier forever.
Well, I think they will step up these violent assaults in our cities, which and they've already announced their intention to move to the suburbs where our voters live. Secondarily, you will have the same new investigations. It depends, of course, who wins either House of Congress. If the Democrats retain the House, you'll have yet another impeachment.
That was my next question. If the Democrats win this by fraud, can he bar the door?
Now, if the Democrats win this by fraud, then there will be an attempt to prosecute people like myself, like you, many others who have committed no crimes other than opposing them. Media Matters for America keeps criticizing you and I from using a quote in which Kamala Harris actually openly says there will be revenge against those who supported Trump and enabled his presidency. We will leave no stone unturned, she said. Who could she be talking about? So this is a fight not just for the future of the United States. This is a fight for the future of Western civilization. This is an epic struggle between dark and light, between good and evil, between the godly and the godless. Being in politics, you know, every couple of years we say this is the most important election of our lifetimes. But this time it really is. And the president must be reelected to stop this country from hurtling over the cliff to atheistic, godless globalism mastered by the socialists.
Well, that's right. In closing, Roger, I appreciate all the time tonight while you're there in Las Vegas, not Reno. That was last night. Obviously, we're wargaming. They don't want us wargaming. When they say they're going to try to steal the election, they're trying to get the military to have a coup. They're openly saying it all over. Then you go, well, Trump better counter their martial law with martial law. That's a normal response. They take us there in the threat continuum. I mean, that's default constitution. We don't want that. We're going to win fair and square. Clearly, they don't want you advising the president. So spend 2 minutes on what you think the president should do or how we should war game, what he does when they purposely say the election is contested when he's clearly won.
Well, first of all, let's talk pre-election. You will recall that I was deeply involved in an effort called Stop the Steal that was focused on the Republican National Convention because I was confident that the Ted Cruz forces, when they aligned with the Bush forces and the Kissinger.
And you were right, and they tried and you stopped them.
And we stopped them. Now I think what the Republican National Committee, which is basically useless, should be doing is putting together a volunteer brigade of attorneys in every state who are well-versed in election law, who are very familiar with the state system, who are prepared to assert their rights on behalf of the Republican nominees to inspect ballots, to inspect the process, and to file objections and, if necessary, lawsuits. There are already 600 lawyers signed up for Biden to do this, most of them veterans of the Obama Justice Department. Some of them.
Now, Hillary has said it is their policy to contest because they know they're going to lose.
Well, Hillary said, under no circumstances should Joe Biden ever concede, even if he loses. But she hasn't gotten the kind of criticism today that I got by simply saying the president should exercise his legal rights in his authority as president if there is overwhelming evidence that this election has been stolen through voter fraud. Sorry, folks, there's nothing wrong with that. Never mind the Guardian or CNN or the twerps.
No, they're just mad that we get it. But obviously, more and more, the White House gets this. And Hillary's like, oh, they got a bunch of lawyers. No, the Republicans don't have any lawyers right now. They need to be on the ground. How does the RNC do that? Because you're right, the RNC just doesn't want MSNBC to talk bad about them. They are the weakest, most pathetic Republicans there are.
We are completely unprepared for an election challenge. Say what you want about James A. Baker III. The Republicans so completely outmaneuvered and outorganized the Democrats in 2000. But we are completely unprepared for what is about to happen, and time is short. So I am hopeful that some of the more prominent Republicans in the country who do understand the problem, I should say Republican lawyers in the country, will put together a completely volunteer operation. This is very important, Alex, not to intimidate voters. That's not what we're proposing, but to examine the process and the ballots and the legality of what happens both before the election and on Election Day.
Well, absolutely. The Democrats say they're going to challenge it because they know they're losing. They're pumping 80 million pretty much fake ballots in to confuse it. Dead cats are getting ballots. And that's normal. That's good. And we should call for integrity. But Zuckerberg and Bloomberg are spending together $600 million now, $200 million one, $400 million another, to go out and fund saying the election is illegitimate when Trump wins. I mean, this is outrageous. You talk about election meddling.
This is one of the things that they object to. I said, if there is actual proof that Zuckerberg has been involved in electoral fraud, then he should be arrested and prosecuted. Yes, I did say that. Guess what? I'm right. But they leave out the if part. Stone says Zuckerberg should be arrested, as if I'm proposing preventive detention, which I very specifically said I was opposed to. So it's the constant distortion.
Well, Sacha Baron Cohen said if he doesn't hand the election to the UN, we'll arrest him. So we're already in that wheelhouse. Roger Stone, powerful hour-long interview. StoneColdTruth.com. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon, my friend.
Great to be here. Many thanks, Alex.
Thank you. Wow, powerful interview. All right, show's over. 30 seconds. Owen Schwer comes in here. That's 2 hours, 6 minutes, an hour of commercials for local stations. That's it. Please tell folks about Sunday Live, Owen Schroyer. That's how we reach new people. You're awake. You're informed. You know all this. Send it to your mom, your brother, your cousin, your whole email list, your whole Twitter feed, your whole YouTube, your whole Google, your whole Facebook. Call people. Text message it. Just get people to tune in. They don't want this show on air because we're so effective and we tell the truth. God bless you all. I'm Alex Jones signing off. Great job, the crew. I'll see you back live, 11 a.m.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to survivalseedbank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit survivalseedbank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos, beat rising food prices, but above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own survival seed bank today.